Welcome back to Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. I'm your host, Bob Segal. Well, the gasoline prices are affecting everyone, from the commuter who has to pay more to get to work every day, to the airlines who are charging more for bags to make up for their own skyrocketing fuel. Everybody has something to say about this, environmentalists, economists, energy experts. But you know, there's one group we have not heard from so far, and it's a pretty obvious group to leave out: the gas tanks themselves. And how many gas tanks are there? Just as many as the total sum of our cars. So, today, on the Bob Segal Show, we want to welcome a special guest, the lobbyist for this silent majority, Gary the Gas Tank. Gary, welcome to our studio.
Thanks for having me.
I trust your driver had no trouble with the directions?
Oh, look, who thinks he's Jay Leno? Can we just get on with the interview already?
Well, sure, Gary. Now, I understand you'd like to talk about the way gasoline tanks are being portrayed in the media today?
Bingo, Charlie. That's exactly why I'm here.
Okay. This will be a new one for me, but sure, why not? How do you feel gas tanks are being portrayed in the media today?
Not very well, to tell you the truth. People keep complaining about how much it costs to fill us up, as if we set the price of gas.
Well, I don't think anybody is blaming the gas tanks. Our problem is with the oil companies.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's all this talk about alternative energy and hybrid cars? That means less gasoline for me.
Wouldn't it be good for us Americans if we became less dependent upon oil?
Oh, sure. That'll help all you Americans. It just cheats me, that's all. I'm as entitled to drink gasoline as you are to eat your quarter pounders with cheese.
I don't think it's quite the same.
You wouldn't, you right-wing fascist Republican.
Now, Gary, are those the kinds of manners your Chevy manufacturer taught you?
Howard Dean was right about you guys. He said, Republicans like to see kids go to bed hungry.
Well, I don't agree that Republicans feel that way. Even so, there's a difference between a gas tank and a human being, wouldn't you agree?
Sure. Marginalize all of us tanks. Sounds pretty racist to me.
Race? What are you talking about? You have to be a human to be a part of a race.
That's very humocentric of you.
Oh, brother, isn't it enough that we have to deal with the animal rights activists? Now we have to deal with you gas tanks, too?
I'm entitled to the same rights as anyone else, but none of you care about our rights. All you want to do is use us. We exist only for transportation, all you lead-footed Mario Andretti's. Just get me where I'm going. Just help me with my day. Who cares about old Gary? Who cares about how his day is going? And when oil gets too expensive, let Gary starve. Call out a strike. If everybody in the country refused to drive for just one day, that would show all those Saudi Arabians. Well, the Saudis are laughing. Meanwhile, I sit in the driveway, bored and thirsty with nothing to do.
With all due respect, you seem to be looking at this situation only from your own limited perspective.
Oh yeah? You try sitting in the back end of your car your whole life. We'll see what that does to your perspective.
Well, speak to your greedy oil companies if you don't like it.
You want to talk about greed? How about that George Bush with his imperialistic capitalistic...
No. This one you can't pin on Bush. He's wanted to drill for years, but the Democrats have fought him every step of the way.
Sure. Keep making excuses. I hope you enjoy your horse and buggy, because when you get a whiff of the gas that's coming out of Black Beauty and Flicka, you're going to miss the other kind of gas.
Well, I think you've made your point, and as always, we'll let our audience decide. Have a nice trip home, Gary, and remember to keep it under 65.
Oh, that's funny. That's real funny.
She'll have fun till her daddy takes a T-bone away. Fun, fun.